It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. The 2024 election is still a long way off, but early conversations are already beginning on a potential bond measure that would generate $10 to $20 billion for affordable housing in the Bay Area. Here to talk more about that is KQED's interim housing editor, Aaron Baldessari. And so, Aaron, what exactly are we talking about here, and who's behind this proposed measure?
Yeah, so this is something that's been in the works for a number of years now, and it's got the backing of a bunch of nonprofit affordable housing developers, as well as some city leaders and other regional power players. But the entity that would actually be putting this on the ballot is the Bay Area Housing Finance Authority. And if you haven't heard of them before, don't worry. It's a relatively new agency created by the legislature in 2019, and it's the first of its kind in the state. The idea was to create some kind of regional entity to help oversee how and where housing gets built across the region. So far, the agency has about $20 million in state funding, which, you know, is a start, but not enough to really make any significant impact on the Bay Area's affordable housing shortage. And that's what this bond measure is all about, raising money to be able to fund more projects.
And what is this agency charged with doing, and how will it use the money?
Yeah, so it's really in charge of coordinating new housing production, as well as preserving existing affordable housing across the region. So the Bay Area has, you know, 9 county governments plus 101 cities and towns. And rather than taking a piecemeal approach to what is, you know, really a regional problem, this new authority is being tasked with looking holistically at this regional need and addressing the issue in a more equitable way than maybe we've seen in the past. And they can do that by, you know, identifying regional needs and also prioritizing where the Bay Area most needs affordable housing.
How many projects might we be talking about here?
Well, you know, we know the Bay Area and, you know, frankly, all of California has a massive shortage of affordable housing. A report released today by Enterprise Community Partners found there were 33,000 units of affordable housing that are ready or will soon be ready to begin construction, but they can't because they're still waiting on funding. In fact, they collectively need around $7.6 billion. I spoke to Justine Marcus, a policy director at Enterprise Community Partners, about this funding shortfall.
That's why we think we have a really important opportunity with a potential regional bond to raise the necessary funding to move these projects and many more projects forward.
You know, that being said, even if all those units do get built, the region still needs way more to really address this affordability issue. The state has set a goal of more than 180,000 new homes and apartments for just low and very low income residents that it wants to see the Bay Area build by 2032.
And so, Aaron, how soon can we expect to see some sort of ballot language for this measure?
You know, not anytime soon. First, the Bay Area Housing Finance Authority needs to vote to put it on the ballot, and that's not expected to happen until early next year. Then it has to go to each county's Board of Supervisors, who also have to vote to put it on the ballot. So there'll still be plenty of time for the public to weigh in on this.
Okay. Thanks so much for following it, Aaron.
Thank you.
It was KQED's Aaron Baldessari, and I'm Tara Seiler. This is KQED News.